इंटरनेट नेक्स्ट विल डू राजसिक वर्स नंबर 21 यत्तु प्रत्युपकारार्थम फलमुद्दिश्य वा पुनः दीयते च परिक्लिष्टम् तद्दानं राजसं स्मृतम् एंड यत्तु एंड दैट विच इज गिवन प्रत्युपकारार्थम् प्रत्युपकारार्थम् मीन्स What will this person do for me in return? If I have helped him, then what will he do for me? And phalam uddishya, and the goal is that what is going to be the benefit? What is going to be the benefit for me? Either the person or that act, it should give me some benefit. Puna again, diyate, and that is given also cha pariklishtam, and given very reluctantly. When you help somebody reluctantly or unhappily or just to get rid of him, to get rid of him is different, but even you give it very sorrowfully, that then he says the danam should be given cheerfully. If you are unhappy or reluctantly giving, then that is not danam, that is rajasam smritam. That danam is rajasam. What is rajasik danam? Like Swamiji in his commentary says that he says like you go to some house, you know, you're okay, we are now expanding our mission, so we want to make a wing or we want to make a new building. So he will start, some will be willingly just give it, okay, it's a good cause. Others will say, you know what, you are not the only one. I support 50 such organizations. I give them $100 a month, every month. To so many people, you are not the only one. You know how much I... So that is called, you know, rajasik, where you are doing to show off, or you are doing it to just brag, or you are doing it just to glorify yourself, you know, how great you are, what a great dani you are. And then the question comes, I, you know, I am the giver. The ego is becomes more and more prominent, then that is called rajasik danam, where the I and my and how great I am and all that. Or people will give to politicians, you know, people will give to, when this guy gets elected, then I, you know, I need a contract, so I'll go to him. Or they will go to the, you know, the senator or the ministers or anybody's house, and they say, sir, I have been looking for a good charitable cause, a good cause where I can give. I have these $5,000 and I'm looking for a cause. And I know, sir, yours is a very good cause. You're doing so much good work. So give him a check or cash for $5,000 on Thursday. Why? Because on Monday I'm going to go back to his office and then I need that contract, or I need that paper signed, or I need my deals. So that is called rajasik, where you give it to the person not because the person needs help, but because I need help. And then, as I said, given reluctantly. You know, I support 50 such organizations, Swamiji, but now that you have come, here's $10. You know, so giving it with that reluctantly, you know, I don't really feel like giving it, but I don't, especially in some of these big corporations, their whole purpose is, you know, how much tax benefit we'll get. You know, they do certain deals where they give certain amount and they get 3 times, 4 times back in taxes. So doing all these in the corporations here are very good at all that. You know, you deal with and so that kind of gift, when it is done with that attitude, given reluctantly, given only with the idea that I can benefit from it. And I'll talk about that when we talk about the giving can be either in the family or in the society or in the nations. Maybe this might be a good time to talk about it. So within the family, giving can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, like even to your own son. If you give him whatever he asks for, you know, and I have plenty of money, so let him get whatever he wants, and you give him whatever comforts and don't encourage him to, you know, to do anything on his own, What you're going to do, make him useless. Then he'll become all the time dependent on his fathers. He won't study, he won't. So that kind of gift is actually tamasic, where you are hindering the child's growth. So even in your family, you give at the right time, give at the right place. Even when you take a gift for a child, for his birthday and all, take a gift that will increase his thinking power. You know, take him, depending on his age, maybe some blocks or some puzzles or a plane that he can make, put together, or something he can, you know, make improve his intelligence, some math. But what do, we take computer games, and then all that, he sit there and plays all day. What is that doing for him, for his, you know? And even for our own children, when you buy things, toys for them, buy toys that improve their creativity. Otherwise, if they're on a computer game just shooting and killing aliens, that is a horrible thing to buy your child, because if he's spending time killing hundreds of aliens all day and night, what is, that's why people now take guns and go out and shoot, because from childhood they have been trained, and they say, oh, it improves hand-eye coordination. It doesn't do anything. All it does is ruins his brain. So actually, when our children were growing up, those days, of course, we didn't have that many, but they had Nintendo and Atari. And I was very strict, never bought our, and my son Vikas really wanted that. I said, no, if you want, we'll buy you good gifts. No Nintendo, no Atari, no, none of these. And only way he used to play was he used to go to a friend's house and play. But that's once a week or once a month, you know, at least 7 days a week he's not playing. So gifts also should be sattvic, should be gifts that will improve their thinking ability, make them better. Similarly, society also, the gift giving, when society starts giving to everybody, when it becomes productive not to work, you know, now the welfare system, especially in California, is so beautiful, so wonderfully set up, that it's better not to work, because you make more money sitting home than you go out and work, and then they deduct your state tax, property tax, you know, workman's comp, etc. At the end of the day, I'm making less, so why not I sit home and collect a welfare check? Especially in the medical field, I see so many people who come, and it surprises me. Why is this guy on welfare? He's healthy, he's muscular, he's stronger than I am, and he's getting free health care and benefits. What kind of society? We are creating a bunch of people who are dependent on the state, and they don't work. And that is called tamasic giving. That is not even rajasic. That is very bad. Or people who are in prison, you know, they come out and they find that they are now out, they are out of prison. They have to work. They have to earn a living. Nobody gives them a job. So then they commit a crime and go back to prison. Why? Because they have nice roof on their head, 3 meals, good health benefits, right? Mm-hmm. They get all the medicine they want. So that is the problem with society. You know, that the giving is becoming so tamasic. We are encouraging people to become tamasic. And even with nations, we find that there can be three kinds of help. One help is that most tamasic help that a country can do is sell arms. You sell weapons, especially the US is very good in that, and Russia and us. But US is the number one arms dealer in the world. We sell arms to the Israelis and to the Egyptians. So they both kill each other. That is pure tamasic, where you are giving arms for killing. You know, they know the purpose of this is going to destroy each other. So that is pure tamasic giving. The rajasic giving is that where the country is giving so that my own business may increase. So they will give them crops so that they cannot develop their own agriculture, or give them products so their own industries may not develop. So they become dependent on us for ongoing help. And then they will ask for very high interest, or they will ask for crops in return, cash crops, that they can make a profit. So the country is not allowed to prosper. That kind of help, when it is given, that is rajasic. The sattvic help is where you send experts or consultants and you encourage the people to develop their own industries and improve their own agriculture, give them fertilizers, give them technology. So in any field, we can have either tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic. So that is what Saint Francis said. He said, it is in giving that we receive. Just the joy of giving gives you so much joy. So that should be the attitude. Give it with the right attitude to the right person at the right time. Not that what can I get out of it. So that is Rajasic. Any comments on this?
They can't get new seats, and they're committing suicide and everything, and at first it looks like a real wonderful gift, but
right. Now that is true. Yeah, they do that. It is genetically modified. They give it to them, and then their whole crop becomes that, and then they cannot even grow natural seeds, and they actually become bankrupt. Yes, yeah, that is a true story. Yeah.
Not even weed will grow after that.
Yes.
You have to buy the same seeds.
The same seeds, and then they keep raising the prices. Then once you are dependent on them. So that is tamasic, that is pure tamasic, where you are inhibiting their own productivity.
Well, their take on that is that there is not enough land to feed the world, so we have to have GMO to make people survive. So that is their
depend on. Actually, they may be right. I don't know. Again, we don't know the whole thing, because those crops do last longer. The seeds are more hardy, the weather doesn't affect them, they multiply fast. But then what happens is you find these apples and all, they are so huge, but there's no taste.
And then they ruin people's health too.
Right.
And also the weeds.
Yes.
Spray the Roundup, and for a while it works, but then pretty soon the weeds just maybe
Right. And then it creates genetic, problems in the people who inhale that and all that. So. Tamasic. Verse number 22. Adeshakale yaddanam. Apatre bhyascha diyate. Asat. Adeshakale. So at the wrong place, yadanam, that charity, apatre bhyascha, and to the wrong candidate. Apatra means not the right candidate. Diyate, that is given. And then how is it given? Asat kritam avaknyatam. It is given not only disrespectfully, but actually insulting that person. So not only you don't respect him, but you actually insult him. Tat tamasam udahritam. That charity is called tamasik. And so we find that some people, like you want to give something to somebody. So in the middle of a party, you call him, hey, come here. You were asking for that. Come to my office tomorrow. You are embarrassing that poor fellow, insulting him. Or especially in India, when they give money to the beggar, you want to give or don't give, but at least do not insult him. And they will call him names, kya hai, kaam nahi karte, and then, you are this and you are that, and you'll give him a 10-minute lecture. And then throw a 25 paise coin. Better you don't give. If you want to give, if you really feel like, okay, this person needs help, give it and then just walk away. You don't need to lecture anybody. You don't need to insult him. Or somebody comes for donation, you start saying, I know you have come from this temple or this religious organization, but in this, I'm telling you, out of 100, 99 religious organizations are corrupt. Or these temples, people just start for a business. Anybody wants to, he is unemployed, he finds a house, he puts a statue. So you insult that person and you're questioning his integrity and you're giving him a half an hour lecture and then afterwards you give $5 or $10. That is not. Either you just say, okay, I don't believe in this cause, I don't believe in giving, and then you just, like that. But you give somebody something and then you insult him, or like you said, just to get rid of him, so this person doesn't bother me. Don't come next time. Aaj main de raha hu, iske baad nahi aana. Then that is not the way to give it. So that is called insulting or giving it in a public place where you are humiliating the person. In fact, there's a story about this guy who started a fund called Fund for the Unknown Soldier. You know, as the Americans, you know, they, every war, suppose you send 10,000 troops and 2,000 die, out of 2,000 you find only bodies of 1,900, 100 we didn't find. Where, what happened? So then they create what's it called as an unknown soldier tomb for the unknown soldier, and people go and offer their homage. So this guy started a fund, he says, for the wives of the unknown soldier. And he started sending brochures, very beautifully printed, you know, with shiny, glossy paper and very nice. And, you know, our soldiers have done so much for us and they have sacrificed their life. And now, you know, we are starting a fund for the wives, the poor girls who are sitting. And there was nothing. There was no unknown soldier, no fund, nothing. And he just pocketed the whole money. And people gave him so much because, you know, this is a good cause. You know, we are helping the soldiers, our brave. You have to investigate. You have to make sure that the person is really doing what he's saying. And the money is truly, if it's helping veterans or helping, you know, families or people who are killed, is very good. If you know somebody, maybe directly go and give them a check. Or give them, you know, find two or three families that really truly need help. And you can do it yourself, you know. And like you said, if you're worried about 75% going to overhead, then investigate and find a suitable organization. You can help the wife, you know, maybe start a small business that the child can be put through college. So the gifts should be chosen and should not harm the individual. Like I said, you know, gifts where you are damaging that person's ability to earn or making him dependent or encouraging him to become an alcoholic or become a, you know, drug user. So these kind of gifts should not be given and should help the individual's growth. Like I said, if you can give somebody something to maybe start a small business or open a little shop or open a little, you know, some kind of place, maybe buy him a bicycle so he can go to work or buy him a motorcycle. So things that will help that person to become a better individual, become more productive, give back to society. So those gifts are sattvic, but then the gifts that are given, as we said, with the idea of selfishness or with the idea of harming the individual, making that person dependent on you, where then year after year, month after month, he comes and asks you again and again, then that is not the right way of to give. The right way to give is the sattvic way that Krishna tells us, where he says, where it should be the right thing to do without even the feeling of I or mine, with gratitude to the Lord, and done it in plenty. Plenty, share and help others. So that kind of gifts are necessary. Danam is very important. As we said in the beginning, the only way to develop security for me is to make the society around me secure. If the society around me is insecure and there is a lot of violence and poverty and misery, then you cannot be secure. You may be as rich as you want. You may have a big house. You may have guards. But if people around are suffering, people around are unhappy, again, I cannot remove all the poverty from the entire world, but at least I can do my part, whatever I could do. You know, that's why Swami Chinmayananda says, he says, not all of us cannot become the sun. You know, the sun illumines the whole universe. And these great Mahatmas, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or Swami Chinmayananda or Shankaracharya, they are like the sun. They illumine the whole universe. I cannot be the sun, but at least I can be a lamp where I can illumine my corner of my room where I live in. So if I can help a little bit in the society I live in, the community I live in, or even anywhere in the world, if I can do my little part, we're not saying that it should only be done in India or only be done in the US, but wherever you find a good organization, and even to the smallest extent if you do, even as students or youth, you know, sometimes we say, I don't earn anything or I don't earn enough, but you can give in terms of labor. You know, you can go, like they build homes for humanity, you can go build, help them build a house. If you have a skill as a carpenter, or if you have a skill as a electrician, or if you have a skill as a, you know, or if nothing else, at least carry the, you know, the materials they need. You can give in skill, you can give your time, you can go visit, you know, people in nursing homes whom nobody has visited for months or years. Just go spend time with them, take some food or take some flowers, or just go and spend time. Somebody who is lonely, you can give your time, you can give your love, you can give. There are many ways to help, you know. I mean, money is one, but there are many other ways. So as long as my goal should be, that's why the Chinmaya Mission motto is to give maximum happiness to maximum people for maximum time. So whatever I can do in my life to make this world a better place, and that is, there is a very beautiful line. I think I must have told it before, but Nehru used to have on his wall, this little, on his desk, this little saying. He says, lives of great men all remind us we should make our lives sublime and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. So let me also learn from these great people, and let me also try to make a difference in the society, try to make a difference in the world I live in. So that is the essence of these three verses.